The narrow-gauge electric train, run jointly by Italy's SSIF Railway and Switzerland's Cento Valley Railway, serpentines slowly up the mountainside away from Domodossola. Every twist gently jerks the passengers to the side, but rewards them each time with a new view of the terracotta-colored buildings of the city below. The first stop after tackling the steepest part of the climb is Trontano, a village surrounded by small vineyards. Little has changed in Trontano, from the train window at least, or many other of the villages in Italy's Vigazina Valley and Switzerland's Valley of the Hundred Valleys since the building of the railway nearly 80 years ago. The director of the Cento Valley Railway, Dirk Meyer, said the founders of the railway wanted to bring the valley dwellers out of their isolation.
When the idea started to build a railway, that was in about 1910, the aim was to bring a little bit prosperity to the valleys. When this railway was opened in 1923, really did not happen.
Instead, the line has developed into one of Switzerland's classic railway journeys through the Alps. Insiders know it as the most scenic way of getting from Canton Bern or western Switzerland to the sunny southern canton of Ticino.
You see all the little details from more than 100 years ago, they all work still perfect.
Upon reservation, groups can also do the whole trip on a vintage tram, which once ran on the streets of Locarno. And the electric train that took part in the official inauguration of the line in 1923 has been restored and operates again during the summer months. The train reaches the railway's highest point when it stops at Santa Maria Maggiore at 816 meters above sea level. Then it passes through high stands of pine trees before beginning the slow descent towards the Swiss border. After the village of Ray, the valley narrows abruptly and the tracks skirt along a gorge. It signals the entrance to the Cento Valley. At Comedo, a simple greeting is all that marks the handover between the Italian and Swiss crews. It's the sign of an enduring partnership between the two railways that goes back to the early 20th century. At that time, one Swiss man and his Italian partner not only had to achieve an engineering feat to build the line through an inhospitable landscape, but had to deal with political obstacles as well.
I think these people who had these visions at that time, they were really pioneers and they didn't see any frontiers, though technical and either real frontiers between countries.
But the government in Rome was worried about borders. It blocked the project for years, fearing its construction would expose Italy to attack in a time of hostilities. The start of the First World War put the project on indefinite hold. Once it was finally completed, there was no turning back, and the partnership between Italy and Switzerland is an excellent example of cross-border cooperation.
To run this railway between Locarno and Domodossola, where we have two owners, one Italian and one Swiss owner, but completely traffic naturally done as well from the Italian side and from the Swiss sides, need a lot of flexibility, a lot of business lunches and dinners, and first of all, you must be very good friends to cooperate, and I must say we got no big problems.
After leaving Comedo, the gorge seems to swallow up the tracks. At one point, the train travels close to the bottom before entering a tunnel. When it emerges a few seconds later, passengers are surprised to find that they're suddenly a couple hundred meters above the ravine. The train crosses a high steel bridge after Intragna, marking the end of the Cento Valley. The crossing also bridges the gap between two very different climate zones, with the landscape suddenly taking on a bright Mediterranean air. Passing palm trees set in lush gardens, the descent to Locarno and Lake Maggiore begins. Meyer believes the Cento Valley Railway will become more attractive with the completion of the expanded north-south transalpine rail tunnels, and passengers will find up until then it's still one of the most scenic ways of entering Switzerland.